Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grain comments for Tuesday, May 9th. Mixed bag in the grains today with corn steady to a little better, wheat down 4 to 5 cents, and beans stronger on the day. Let's first take a look at soybeans. July finished up 9.25 cents at 974. November finishing up 6.25 cents at 967.5. Strength in the beans attributed to a lack of farmer selling out of South America with the Brazilian real a little bit stronger, and also some concern that the USDA may put in a larger than expected number for Chinese imports heading into the 17-18 year. So that putting a bid under the soybeans, and they recovered most of yesterday's losses. Crop progress had the soybeans 14% planted versus 17% on average, slightly below expectations. Moving to wheat, we've got July down 4 cents at 429.5. Kansas City July down 5.5 at 438.75. The Kansas City July filling the gap on the charts between 442.5 down to 439.5, so that bullish chart signal has been removed. Winter wheat was rated 53% good to excellent versus 51% expected, and just one percentage below the previous week of 54%. And the spring wheat is 54% planted versus 60% on average. There was also news out that some Mexican grain companies are looking at other sources for grain, and we're thinking of buying between 30 and 50,000 metric tons of grain from Argentina. So we will have to see how that develops going down the line. And the corn, July finished up 0.5 cent at 366.5. December up 0.75 cents at 385. Crop progress had the corn 47% planted versus 52% on average, and slightly above expectations of 44%. A question going forward with all of the wet weather in the southern and eastern Midwest, how much of that will be offset as far as delays in planting and replanting? How much will be offset by all of the progress that is being made further west and north. Tomorrow's WASDE report will give a first look at the 2017-18 balance sheet for U.S. and world grains. In the corn, they are looking for a drop of about 185 million bushels from where we were last year at this time. Average estimate coming in at 2.135 billion bushels. In the soybeans, they're looking for a pretty impressive gain on where we were last year, 566 million bushels. Last year at this time we were at 445. And in the wheat, they're looking at a reduction down about 220 million bushels from 1.159 billion bushels down to 935 million. In wheat production, they're looking for 1.859 billion bushels. That's versus last year's production of 2.310. With the reduced acreage, that's down about 450 million bushels. 17-18 world grain ending stocks. Average estimate for corn is 209.4 million metric tons. That's down almost 14 million metric tons from last year's 223 million. Soybeans, 87.2 million metric tons, down a couple hundred thousand metric tons from last year's 87.4. And in the wheat, 247.8 million metric tons. That's down 4.5 million metric tons from last year's 252.3. So expect a quiet, choppy trade overnight, and then we will see what these numbers give us at 11 o'clock, and then the market will most likely look back to weather and planting progress to see how the spring develops. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.